Agent's favorite football coach, Mr. Ricky Bussell. Ricky, how you doing, sir?
Good, Billy. How you doing?
It's good to be. Look at each other and then tell people. I don't think we have that webcam hooked up yet.
I cannot look at you for the next 45 minutes. So I'm going to keep my head down.
Well, one thing for those out there in the radio land, me and Ricky did see the dress appropriate, and we've dressed appropriate. We look like little twins here, me and you.
Don't ever say that in public again.
Anyway, hey, phone lines are open. I could sit here and bother this friend of mine for a long time, but I want Cajun fans here in Louisiana, across the country, whoever wants to call in and ask Ricky a question, it'll be your show. The phone number's 269-1077, star 1420 on your AT&T wireless phone. And for those in, let's say, Houston or New Orleans, anywhere in America, 1-800-264-5735. Ricky, I think it was 2 years ago, December the 13th, which would be tomorrow, or December the 18th, when I went to the Cajun Dome, and there you were introduced as the Raging Cajuns' next head coach. It's been 2 years, 3-9 the first year, 4 wins the second year. We can see progress, but I'm sure you want to continue to see progress. I'm sure you're working hard. How has it been looking back, or have you had time to reflect over the last 2 years?
I'm going to be honest with you, Billy. I mean, I don't look backwards. It's been a kind of tough road the whole year. For a year or two, we knew we would take have a few bumps, take a few lumps along the way, but I am so excited about the way our kids finished the season. Back during the season when we were struggling through some good football teams, we had 5 bowl teams that we played during that time, and we can look back and say that we almost, 7 more points here, 7 here. But, it was tough. And I think it's a great tribute to our kids, our coaches, we kind of kept finding that silver lining throughout the year. I know, I've been around a lot of programs in my career. And, at 0-7, I've been around some players that would have quit, thrown in the towel and said, well, let's just, get through the season. But our players, coaches didn't do that. And I'm so excited about the way that we finished. We had a great group of seniors that, just weren't going to, let it happen. And, I count so much on the seniors. I can't do it myself, and I involve our seniors a lot in leadership, but our players responded, because, we kept seeing players throughout the season, improving, even though it didn't show up in a score or show up in a win. And I hoped that, when we got to the conference schedule, that it would come together. And like I said, the way we finished the year and ended up in second place, who would have thunk it? Mm-hmm. Back when we started. So, great leadership in there, our seniors. Again, I don't look back. I knew it was going to be a tough road here, and I knew it was going to be tough this season. I didn't know it was going to be quite that tough when we were 0-7, but. But
in your first press conference, you did speak about the schedule. It was a brutal schedule this past season. Or is the 2004 schedule set? Are we going to play like all conference games, home games?
It's pretty well set, and that's what we're excited about. Our players are excited about it. I'm excited about playing 8 conference games. We know we're going to do that. We do open up right now. We open up with Louisiana Tech. And then go to Kansas State. And that's, I like playing one or two of those kind of teams, and just don't like playing 6 of them, But we do have an open date right now still. We've only got 10 on the schedule, and, we are open, I think, right now the first weekend in September and don't have a game. So we're hopefully, we're going to add a game and hopefully add a home game. And it could very well come, through the Florida – Atlantic, Florida International. Again, we need a Division I game right now, but there is some talk about I'm pushing back that rule, about having that 5th Division I game being at home, possibly. And if that does, that kind of opens up the door, because Florida Atlantic, Florida International, they're coming into the league. And
now, you said you're open that first week. Is there any open dates in between?
Yeah, and I can't tell you what that is at this point. I don't know. I can't remember. Because the schedule hasn't been set on who we're playing, when we're playing. But, we're excited about it. I tell you what, the week after the Middle Tennessee game, we had player conferences there on Tuesday and Wednesday. And, you know, our kids came into those player conferences and they all were feeling so good about what they had done. And the player conferences are with players that are coming back. They're not your seniors. Seniors are gone. And, you know, every coach sat down with every one of his players. I sat down with a lot of them. And just to see the prance in their step a little bit about the way they finished the season. And, of course, you know, an exciting win there, Middle Tennessee. And, but just to see how good they feel about the program, because they're the ambassadors for our recruiting, you know, players. I mean, you know, there's lots of things that go into recruiting, but they're the ones that spend probably more time, you know, with our recruits. And, you know, just to see our players feel so good about what was going on and the way we finished.
All right, speaking with Ricky Bussell. Ricky, we say recruiting, and I'm sure there's stuff that you cannot say, but recruiting, if you were to number from 1 to 10, how is recruiting going so far? I mean, you're smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're right smack dab in the middle of it, Billy, and it's going extremely well.
Did y'all have a certain set? We want this many?
Yeah, and that's what I was getting ready to say. You know, I sit down and I stare at that recruiting board and our depth chart all the time. You know, I've got, I give out basically our depth chart to the coaches. And it does change a little bit. It doesn't, it isn't like it's just set. But we started out the recruiting, so we have 29 scholarships, and that's how many we're going to sign. Obviously, we've got to count four of them backwards. And then we count 25 forward. We have plenty of spots here at mid-semester for any mid-semester signees that we get. But I sit down and look at how many scholarships are at each position, and how many we're losing the next year, and you know, say, well, we need to sign this many this year. And those numbers change, obviously, you know, every year. And as we kind of get into it. Those numbers change a little bit as we begin recruiting according to who we get.
Mm-hmm. But so many linemen.
Yep, so many linemen, so many
what specific needs? You're losing
the players. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I mean, you know, we're looking as far as offensive linemen. I mean, I want to try. Last year we spent a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort on fixing our defense.
Which you're changing.
You know, yep, and we'll talk about that. But, I felt like, we lost a lot, several secondary defensive backs. We lost some linemen, so that's what we went after. And I want to go fix our offensive line right now. I think we've got a good group coming back that has improved, but I feel like we need a couple of JC linemen, and we need some high school linemen. So, basically right now, I'm looking at four high school players, two or three JC kids, and then you go to another position.
Let's see if we know. Get a phone call here. Hey, welcome into the Sports Note with Head Coach Ricky Bussell. How you doing?
Doing all right. Actually, I thought I was proud to have Coach Johnson. Billy, was my idea that I sent you an email to set up this interview.
Well, hey, kudos to you.
The emails you sent me in doing this. My questions, though, relate to the sort of the end of the season. You talked about the excitement after the Middle Tennessee State game, and I think the fans felt it, too. And in fact, I was real disappointed we didn't have another home game the week after. I think had we had a home game the week after, the excitement that was around town after that win, and we would have probably helped our attendance quite a bit, maybe have one of the biggest crowds of the year. And so I didn't like to have that fact that our season finished early with 12 straight games and no open day. One of the reasons I didn't is the following weekend was basically what's called Rivalry Saturday in college football, and we weren't even playing. And so in the future, I hope we can avoid that. And looking ahead, I'd like to see if we could get someone where we'd have a develop a rival with someone where we have a traditional end-of-the-season game. And ideally, I think that would be Louisiana Tech, and it would be great if they were back in the Sun Belt, and we could end the season every year with them. And, that'll be the rivalry Saturday game. I know that they're not in our conference, and that's unlikely to happen in the short term, but maybe down the road is something we could work towards. And just like Coach to respond to my comments about not having a game the final week and how great it would have been to have a home game, especially on rivalry Saturday. Thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of recruiting.
Like, we're going to be in the Sun Belt. I think it's probably up in the air exactly, where Louisiana Tech will end up. According to what TCU does or what that conference does, who knows. But, I would like to have had a game, that Saturday, and especially, like I say, if it's a game that's, got some rivalry meaning to it. But this particular year, I enjoyed that day. I was done. We were playing. We had finished well. And I kind of wanted to watch some of those rivalries myself.
All right, we're going to take a short time out here, step aside. Coach Ricky Bussell joins us today. It is the Sports Note. We'll be right back after this short time out. All All right, Coach, let's see if we can get to the phone lines. We are joined by Coach Ricky Bussell. Please call in. Ask that question that I don't get around to. Hey, welcome into the Sports Note with Coach Ricky Bussell. How you doing?
Good, Billy and Coach. How are y'all this morning?
Good.
I got a couple of questions for Coach, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to his responses on the radio. First is concerning quarterback. Basically, behind that, the two people that you had behind him last year are both going now. They're both seniors. I guess the question I have is the Williams kid out of Dallas, I know he sat out, is he going to be your backup or the guy coming to compete with him? Are you counting on him or maybe you're recruiting quarterbacks junior college or even maybe the high school route as far as quarterback goes? And my next question is a junior college lineman that you brought in last year on defense, George Benson, who I thought probably had one of the better years as a defensive lineman for you. I heard rumors that he may no longer be a part of the team. If you could comment on that also, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call.
As far as the quarterbacks, Devin Williams is still doing academic work to join our football team. And so, we won't know till the end of the year. And basically, I'm not going to, count on, that happening until it does happen. So my plan right now is we are going to look, for a junior college quarterback to come in and help our program because, we do have a couple of seniors there. And I think, Jerry being, I'm so proud and pleased that Jerry ended up the year in such great fashion that he's our quarterback of the future, there's no doubt. And but I worry after that if something were to happen to Jerry that we don't have an experienced quarterback in the system. So we are looking at trying to get a junior college quarterback and at the same time is trying to sign a young high school quarterback and that's kind of my plan right there is because I want to be able to count on people in this program knowing that they're going to be there every day. And you can't build this program on people that are there sometimes and aren't doing things right on and off the field. And that's where we're at as far as quarterback. Our plan is to try to sign some experience. And we've told Jerry that, we need that experience because if something happens to him, we're going to have a problem. But at the same time, in bringing in a young quarterback, a young quarterback that's going to come in and red shirt and, that doesn't being a junior college player, having a junior college player, and also doesn't affect that freshman. That's the same thing when we signed Jerry. When Jerry committed to us, I said, we're taking a junior college quarterback, too, to give us some experience, and it's really not going to affect you. You're going to redshirt 1 year, and now you're talking about dealing with it 1 year, and that's the same way it'll be. As far as George Benson, he is no longer with our football program, and again, I want people that I can count on that's going to be there, that are going to do things right and go to class and do the other part of this, earn the other part of that scholarship. But he is no longer with the program.
And for everyone that doesn't do well, you have other players that are doing well. Jordan Jackson, who came in, did very well.
Did a tremendous job. And obviously I can't say, give out academic information, but we are very pleased with our freshman class that we signed last year. We did a rundown on them. I just got it yesterday, and our freshmen averaged over 13 hours, passing over 13 hours apiece, and over 2.5. I just say that. Matter of fact, I called Jordan yesterday and told him how proud I was of him. He really did a nice job.
New tight end, Jordan Jackson?
No, wide receiver, tight end. I'm gonna tell you something. he's a big time receiver. I think. I tell you what. Every time I looked over on that field. During the season, every time that ball was going up in the air, he was catching it. And he's a lot like a Herman Moore, maybe a Moss, maybe not as fast. I don't know because I don't know that Moss is that fast. But Herman Moore, who played for the Lions for so long, and I recruited Herman Moore out of high school, and he's a big, tall receiver. You get him out there in space and get him one-on-one or even one-on-two, it's hard to stop him.
Hey, welcome into the show with Coach Ricky Bussell. How you doing?
Great. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good.
I went to Gamesville this year, brought my little one there, and really enjoyed it, and especially that Thursday night game, which was awesome. But your question I have for you is this. One thing that was really kind of blatant obvious for me was that the team looked really small up on the line of scrimmage. And is that something that you think that really needs to improve in terms of the size of, say, your defensive front and offensive front? And if so, what are you guys doing about dressing to get bigger? I mean, besides just weightlifting, you have some recruits in the pipeline or some of the guys you just recruited that might be able to fill some size on the line?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, sir.
Well, you know, defensively, we are a little small, you know, and running the type of scheme that we've run. We kind of went for the quicker guy, the faster guy, but in the long run, you know, as a defense, we probably were small up front. And, you know, we are going to make a change in our defensive scheme.
That's going to a 4-3?
Yeah, we're going to work with a 4-3. And so we're trying to, you know, we're going to try to recruit bigger. You know, obviously we always want your players to get bigger, stronger, faster, all those things. But
Ronnie,
you know,
Harvey growing?
I don't know if Ronnie gonna grow. I done put all the fertilizer I can in that boy's shoes. But you know, and that's the thing, you gotta recruit bigger. And you know, if you kinda notice some of the kids that, you know, we are getting right now, they're starting to climb up, starting to get a little bigger, and you know, our offensive front, you know, is okay. We are small at center, and our guards are decent size. You know, Brandon Cox is a big 6'7", 6'8" tackle that moves well and had a great year. And we are going to recruit bigger. And we do have a couple of young linemen, and Zach Leger and Will Chance, who's already in the program, that are big 6'4 kids and weighing 290, and that'll add to that size. But, you know, at the same time you get in size, I'll sacrifice an inch offensively, you know, from 6'4 to 6'3 or 6'5 to 6'4 on a guy who's got some pretty good feet, because, you know, I just don't think, you know, you struggle too much. These defenses have gotten so fast. And you take those linemen, you know, they can run block okay sometimes, but in your pass protections, you know, they have a tough time when they can't move their feet well. So you got to kind of combine the two. But, you know, you're right. I mean, from a defensive standpoint, we want to get bigger. So
why the change on defense?
Well, I think after going through, you know, I've been around this scheme for a number of years. I think it's a heck of a scheme. I think that offenses have caught up with the scheme. I think it's too predictable. You know, obviously it was something that, you know, I didn't want to base it on, Oklahoma State. I didn't want to base it on, you know, Minnesota and that type of thing. But as we got into the conference schedule, and I just think the way the offenses are attacking, you know, leaving our corners out, one-on-one, so to speak, and way off, and trying to defend the run with one safety, you know, is in our scheme, a safety almost needs to have a S on his chest. You know, and that's why when we moved to Peanut there, excuse me, last year, I mean, you know, we were playing good defense. And, you know, we just didn't, you know, it just puts too much pressure on that safety to come up and make too many plays. So I want to, you know, add an extra linebacker, you know, inside, and, you know, also get into more of a, you know, a little bit too high safety scheme, and, you know, involve those guys in. And that's kind of the way it's going. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of what we're facing, and you know, be able to get from a 4-3 to a 3-3 in situations and change up the defense a little bit. I just think it's more flexible. I think we can recruit to it better. Now that I've been here 2 years and watching, you know, the type of kids that we're able to get, I think we can recruit to it better, and I think that's the key.
All right, we're talking with Coach Ricky Bussell. Phone lines are open, 269-1077. All right, so obviously you looked at last year, you changed the defense offensively. I mean, did the plays fall down to like 435 runs, 436 passes, something like really close? And are you thinking about changing anything offensively?
Well, I think this, for the first time since we've been here, And to be honest, you know, again, I didn't want to judge our offense early in the year. I mean, we're playing just, you know, people that are a lot better. But, you know, about mid-season, you know, I sat down with the offensive staff, and I said, we've got to get, you know, a package. You know, and you always try to have a package, but I just didn't feel like, you know, what we were doing through that stretch was in our best interest. So, you know, sat down with Rob and the offensive staff, and you know, we got into really more of what we were doing the last half of the season. Start scoring some points and, you know, running the ball out of the shotgun, running the option out of the shotgun, throwing out of the shotgun, being under center some. And I really felt like here, you know, at the end of the season, that our offense made a lot of strides. I mean, you know, at one point we were the worst offense in the country. And, you know, we
proud of it.
You know, no, I wasn't proud of that one.
That was a fact.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of that was that we weren't playing real well and we're playing great people and you're not getting up a lot of numbers. But I think we finally started hanging our hat on a lot more zone plays and trying to be, I wanted to be more creative offensively. You know, I didn't think we were very creative early in the year. And also, you're trying to bring along a young quarterback early in the year, so it's not a great combination. But I do think, I've talked to our offensive staff since the season. I feel like, you know, we now have a better feel of what our kids can do and kind of a package that we have. We're going to look at a lot of film in the off season of some other people that are doing things similar. You know, last year we went and visited a couple of staffs and tried to get some ideas, but I think we have more of a package now in what I want to do. And so we're going to get film from other people, borrow film and look at film and see what fits what we're doing to try to become even more creative in what we do and give defenses more problems. But I was really proud of our offense that, you know, we went from, like I said, being bad to jumping up, you know, a bunch of spots offensively and getting more balanced and doing more of what we need to do to score points.
Hey, welcome into the Sports Show with Head Coach Ricky Bussell.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Coach.
Morning.
Just a question for you out of curiosity. I know the season's not over with yet. Most coaches don't start moving on until after all the bowl games are done with. Unless there's somebody specific that you know is leaving, I wouldn't expect you to mention any names, but do you expect to lose anybody off his coaching staff after the season's over with?
Good question.
Well, I think I've got a good staff. I've got an awfully good staff, and I don't want to lose anybody. But, you know, realistically, I think because I do have some good coaches, do you expect to lose them? You know, I don't doubt that that's I lost one last year, almost lost three last year. The night after the, I don't know if you remember, the Middle Tennessee playing Arkansas State on a Thursday night, that Friday, I'm not going to say which one, but one of those teams called one of my coaches and offered him a job the next day, and he turned it down. In the pay scales that we have here, you know, and again, I've got a number of young guys, and, you know, everybody wants to move up and calibers and financially and all those type of things. And, I think that, it's because I have, some good coaches on my staff, I think that's always a possibility. Again, I hope I don't lose any of them because
keep your eye on other people around?
I mean, I've got people.
Clay Jennings came in and did a fine job.
Sure he did. And in reality, he was the one that was offered a job and for a good bit more money. But he turned it down on the spot and told me, he said, I like what we're doing here, and he believes in loyalty. And those are good things. I'll be honest with you. I tell him at the end of the season, if you get involved in a job that will help your career, will help your family, will help you, I'll be glad to help you. You know, I just don't want to hear about it the wrong way. I know where we are in the pecking order of jobs and monies and all those kind of things. And
right.
Being realistic about it, it may happen.
Okay. Good deal. Thanks, Coach.
You bet,
sir. Take one more before the break. Hey, welcome into the Sports Note with Head Coach Ricky Bussell.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
First and foremost, I want to congratulate you and your staff for, keeping that fighting drive in your kids. I know it was a tough season, but it was obvious that they came ready to play week in and week out, even with some difficult losses in there. And it was obvious the way the last few games of the season went that those kids made. And so you and your staff need to be commended on that.
Thank you.
Secondly, talking to a few people, I'm just curious, and I'll hang up and listen after. With what LSU's season was this year, and as far as recruiting is concerned, LSU has, I guess, the capability of being a little bit more selective and going after more of the blue-chip type players. And I'm wondering, and I guess because of some people's comments, that does this help, actually help, or is it six one way, a half dozen another, in forms of our class, our UL, being able to recruit some of those real good players that are on the fence that won't be going to a team like LSU in the state because of their success that they've had? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good question.
Well, I think that if anything, it probably helps because there's probably going to be, LSU is going to always recruit, the top players in the country. Now, whether they get them or not is another story. But obviously, playing, for a national championship, there may be one or two or three that it may make a difference. I know the year that we went to the national championship, at Virginia Tech, I don't know that it helped any more or less. We may have gotten, a Kevin Jones that year or somebody like, but it may make a difference in just a couple of players. So if it does anything, it may help and allow, and I think that's why we've gotten some good commitments already. We go out and we evaluate the young men that we feel like can be successful for us. If we run into competition from whoever, we're going to keep recruiting. We're not going to back off of anybody, but we're going to be realistic about the ones that we can get as it gets down to the wire. So, it might make a little difference, but, I'm just really pleased with, our evaluations and the kids that we're getting so far, and hopefully we can hang on to them.
All right, we're going to take a short time out.
Domino.
Come on, Coach, I waited so we could sing together. We practice. Okay.
Can't carry a note in a bucket.
Well, don't let it stop you. Close your eyes. Anyway, we're visiting with Coach Ricky Bussell for a few more minutes. Hours going fast. Phone lines are open. Coach, yes or no, are we looking at new uniforms?
What we've done is, it is time to hopefully buy some new jerseys and pants and things. We've sat down with Nelson and kind of given him a proposal of what we want to do. And we're going to put them out on bid and see how it fits our budget. Because it's time to make some changes. So it's nothing 100% yet, but it's something we're working toward.
Our off-season, I guess the guys, school is out. Do they work out during the off-season? What's your program?
We just finished exams, and the weight room's open every day. We have a lot of guys that are staying in their apartments around here, staying around town. Enough guys close by, but...
Nothing that's voluntary that they have to show up to.
It's all voluntary right now.
But the real voluntary.
Yeah. They can come in and work out. But as soon as we get back, we start our off-season program, our weight program, and that's really voluntary then. But
what's good to have guys in? Because you bring, as far as recruits coming in.
Yeah, I went in there yesterday about 5 o'clock. There's about 8 or 9 guys in there, and there was guys early in the morning. And so there's guys that are using the weight room because we need to get bigger and stronger.
Part of the off-season program also, I guess, is like promoting the program. You do such a fine job. Any plans, anything special? I know you've gone to Houston a couple times. Any Bussell tour this year?
Not just yet. That may be something maybe that they do in the summer. But I know right now we're going, Gerald Hebert is promoted. We're having a meeting in Houston on right now, the 28th, which is the day I think that the Houston Texans play Indianapolis. And, him and Philip Beguer is one of the owners that is a UL grad. They have been nice enough to give tickets, and I think we can use one of their meeting rooms or whatever. And Gerald's going to put a presentation together, as he's done around here, to a group in Houston on that day. So I'm planning on going to that. And the rest of the time right now is pretty much taken up with recruiting. But, I know that's the next thing probably on the agenda because there are a lot of things going on over there at the building with our facilities.
Oh,
And I want to talk about that because, everything we do.
Okay. Quickly before you get into the facilities, I've heard that the Texans are going to come over here, maybe something like the Saints did. Is there plans?
Yeah, there is plans for that. And that's, again, another thing done by Gerald and Philip Beguer's is – gotten their organization to agree to it. So it's going to be some kind of... We're actually trying to get another team to scrimmage it. and that would be the ideal situation. And that's what they're working on. So, you know, I think they have okayed to do that. But, you know, again, everything is tied into recruiting. I mean, everything we do, you know, the Monday after the season was over, we came in and started knocking down walls. This phase one, as they call it, you know, consists of the locker room and the training rooms, and they haven't started yet on the training rooms, but hopefully we're going to start here any time. And but there's you know, that's going to be a big thing, is getting – and what's great is we're bringing recruits in right now. And to be honest with you, what I wanted was a mess back there. I wanted to see dirt and dust and bricks – in holes and walls.
Other than the usual mess.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we've seen. And we have pictures of what it's going to look like. And, you know, it excites recruits because, again, you know, you don't know where that recruit's been. You don't know where he's going. You don't know what he's going to see or what he has seen. And it's so big that we move, you know, into the next, because everybody else is doing things. Everybody else is doing things. We're also talking a lot about this indoor facility, and that's I think under, I don't know what you call it, drawing right now, and getting that worked out. And the students passed a referendum to, you know, help with that, and so, you know, that's coming. But the things that I wanted to see right now was, again, walls going down and people over there working, which is happening, and Dr. Ottomar is right behind that, and I'm so pleased that that's what's going on right now.
Let's get to the phone lines. Hey, welcome into the show with Coach Ricky Bussell.
Well, thanks a lot. I just wanted to say that I'm very excited about what Ricky said about wanting to change the uniforms. And I also wanted to say, just having been around for 32 years, that I am so envious of the logo that Miami has and Clemson has. And I just give just about anything that UL developed something just as unique and outstanding so we could make a name for themselves. They didn't have good teams when they developed them, but they did afterwards, and they put a national championship behind them. So I'd really like to urge us to get a comparable logo that's unique and outstanding. Thanks a lot. I'll listen for the comments off the air.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, the logo, you know, we have a logo patrol over on campus, so to speak, and I think there's been probably too many here over the years, and I know, you know, just curving our logo on our helmet to make it fit has been a big thing, and because it's one that you know I took, and because it was a straight Raging Cajun, and it wrinkled up on the helmet, so we curved it, and we were able to put it on some hats and shirts this year, but I don't know, you know, how long we can keep that, but you know, it's something that, you know, doesn't necessarily go through me. Obviously, to put it on a helmet or our coaching shirt, it's going to go through me. But that's something that Julie Drawnette and their staff work on. But, you know, I understand what you're saying and agree with you.
Hey, welcome in the show with Coach Ricky Bussell.
Yes, Coach Bussell.
Yes, sir.
And there's still been rumored that you are going to change probably the defense next year to a 4-3.
Yes.
All right. What about Stanley Smith? Is he the type of linebacker or the capable of...
Who's that?
Stanley Smith.
Stanley Smith. Would he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stanley, you know, he'll probably be the Mike line. He'll be a Mike linebacker. You kind of got to get your personnel right on the 4-3. But I think Stanley play, he can fit two of the three linebacker positions. But there's no question, you know, what that'll do for Stanley. I think Stanley's a tackle-to-tackle type player, you know, better player than he is out in space.
Yeah.
And I really think it's going to benefit him because, you know, he's a good football player.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you. That wasn't a friend of Stanley's calling in, was it?
I don't know.
Hey, welcome into the Sports Note with Coach Ricky Bussell.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on Bill's show.
You bet.
You know, I'm really impressed with what Fred Stamps was able to do through his career because he started off breaking in John Van Cleve when he was a true freshman, and then Jerry Babb was a freshman, and he still caught a pass in every game he ever played. So to me, that's really impressive.
No question.
Breaking two freshmen. I was wondering, last year when Ike Taylor and Charles Tillman got invited to the Hula Bowl, does that go through you? How do y'all find out about this thing? And is Fred Stamps in line for any kind of Senior Bowl type thing?
Well, the way that really works is, We have been trying to make calls for Fred, and but the way that thing really works is through the NFL scouts. The NFL scouts come through, and we probably had a scout, at least one or two, every Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the season. That's usually your work days, and that's when the scouts are out and come by and look at film. We had bunches of scouts come through. And that kind of goes back to their recommendation, you know, back to these bowl games and these all-star games. And we tried to circumvent that a little bit by making some calls on behalf of some players. And we have been trying to help Fred, you know, at the Hula Bowl or the Blue-Gray game. And the thing that we've gotten back is that this year, we've gotten this from two sources.
They got some serious.
There are a lot of receivers out there that you know, in line now. Again, I don't know who their first round of choices have been invited, and Fred was not on that.
It's coming down to a numbers game.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call, sir.
You bet.
I got one more question.
All right, I'm sorry.
Whenever you go to recruit, is it easier to say, look, we're losing two senior defensive backs, or is it better to point out to these guys, hey, look, the two guys we graduated last year are excelling in the NFL? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, good question.
All of the above. I mean, you know, there's no question. No question. I mean, you bring up, you know, guys, you know, you always, I don't care who you're recruiting, you're losing a senior in front of them. You know, that's just the way it goes. But yes, there's no question that when you talk about, you know, who you've lost, where these guys are going. It's in the front of our press guide, and we show that to all the recruits.
Hey, welcome into the show with Coach Ricky Bussell.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good. Good morning.
A couple of things. Coach, people ask me about what you comment on the skill position on the offensive side and what you got. You got probably redshirted. I think especially the kid that from Fort Berry, is it?
Right.
And the status of the kid who broke his ankle before the season started, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Jamal Smith is the young man that broke his ankle the week of the South Carolina game, and he's doing well. I saw him yesterday, and he's actually, I think, getting close to getting some pins or something out.
Is he going to try to get one in?
No. He's already graduated before the season, and I think he's going to go on with life. You know,
Daryl Blackford, is he going to have a chance to get another year? No. Okay.
As far as the skill positions, you know, obviously we got Bill Sampe coming back, B.J. Christ, who, you know, it was good to see B.J., you know, contribute last year, and I think he'll get more playing time. But Bill was a guy who had a solid year for us, but he needs to step up and, you know, make some plays for us this year. Kimmy Lewis is another guy that, you know, it was a junior college player that played a solid year for us. And, you know, you don't ever replace a guy like Fred Stamps. You just try to get some other guys to improve around him. And I think if Kimmy and Bill will improve, which, I, you know, there's no question in my mind that they will, then we'll make up for that. I think Fred was just such a great player. Jarvis Murchison didn't play as much last year as, you know, we probably would have liked, but he also broke his hand or thumb midway through the season and couldn't play anymore, but I think he would have helped us. But we got two young players, Jordan Jackson from Bunky. I just think he's going to be a heck of a player for us. I'm excited about him. And Bruce Taylor was a young man we signed last year out of Miami that redshirted. That's a fast guy. Not a big guy, but he's a fast guy that, again, looking over there on the scout team field, those two guys were making plays for him over there.
Big stable of running backs. How about Abdul?
Yeah, Abdul, you know, stayed out last year because of his knee injury. He's rehabbed really well. And I'm really hoping, I got my fingers crossed, that he's going to maybe give us something that our other backs didn't give us. We'll see here. He's going to be in January, be in school. And, you know, I'm really, and he's going to be released and can go through spring practice. So I'm really hoping that maybe he's going to add to what we already have and maybe in a big way.
Hey, welcome into the show with Coach Ricky Bussell. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just want to first of all say I'm a big fan, and I'm very happy to see what Coach Bussell and staff has done, and things are looking up. But I also wanted to ask, an earlier caller brought up two players that graduated and went to the NFL last year, Peanut and Ike. Do they still keep in touch with you, Coach, and do you see them helping the program any in the future? I can hang up and listen.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
They do pay, stay in touch. Peanut called me. Well, he returned a call to me the other day, and I missed it, and we just hadn't connected. We've talked. We were actually at the mall in Oakland when we were playing Oklahoma State, and I got a phone call from Mike, and Gary Bartel, who coached him, stays in touch with him. And actually, Peanut actually sent me a Bears helmet back midway through the season because my wife was connected with a fundraising thing here in Lafayette, and he autographed it for us. And but I do see them, you know, helping us, you know, in the future.
Coach, I said I'd let you go early, but I was teasing you.
He tricked me, but that's okay. I tell you what, this has been great. And I tell you what, I want to thank all the people that support us and do so much for us. You know, a lot of people have, you know, contributed again to our recruiting fund, the building funds, and, you know, locker funds, things we got going on. Because this is going to make this program what we all want it to be. And we've just got to be able to keep going with it. And it's just, I can't thank our fans enough and the people that are with us and behind us and actually, you know, not only just giving money, you know, to help us, but to be there for us. And we just really appreciate all these people.
All right, Coach, thanks. I want to thank Mr. Carl Fontenot. I believe he's done the switch today to where people via the internet was able to hear the show. I want to also thank Acadiana's Crawfish Express, 984-4545. I mean, it's crawfish time. They might not be as big as they're going to be come January, February, but Acadiana's Crawfish Express has them just like you want them. Plus, they'll deliver if you order 10 pounds or more. Also want to remind people, tonight at Legends on Bertrand, Two Birds and One Stone, live music. Get on over there for Friday, happy hour, last 5 hours. I don't know how they do that math, but hey, each and every day from 2 to 7 is happy holiday hour where you can get 2-for-1 margaritas and on your long neck beers. Coach, best of luck to you, and I'm sure recruit. You running for recruit meetings? You're going to have recruits this weekend? Anybody going to be able to come to the basketball game?
Well, we've got a couple in right now that they'll be leaving tomorrow.
They listening in? Hey, recruits, come on in.
I don't know if we've awakened them yet. They were probably running around last night, got them in late. But, you know, we're excited about our recruiting, and that's what we got to do. We got to go. Go, man, go.
All right. Want to thank everybody. We'll be back Monday morning with the Sports Note right after that fine stinking out loud. Thinking out loud. I love that, Stevie P. Thanks, everybody.